You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, it's our hometown feature this month. We're looking at the town of Joliet, of course, in Will County. It's all sponsored by At Properties, Grainberry, and McDonald's. And I'm happy to say hello to one of Joliet's favorite sons, Jimmy Chamberlain, best known as the drummer for the Smashing Pumpkins, on a phone line now. Jimmy, welcome.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Great. Okay, so tell me about growing up in Joliet. What was it like?
Yeah, it was actually good. I mean, I was the youngest of six kids, so my dad worked on the EJ&E Railroad, as did my grandfather, as did my brother. So, you know, it was a town that was heavily rooted in steel manufacturing and steel transportation. My family was generally planted on the east side of Joliet over by Silver Cross Hospital.
Yeah.
And then when I was born, my dad had climbed up in the company enough to afford a house on the west side. So I grew up kind of over by Joliet Memorial Stadium, which was a great venue. I mean, they had, well, in addition to having like all of the Joliet Catholic High football games over there, they had the midget races on asphalt every Saturday night in the summer. And then you probably remember when the Beach Boys played over there.
Yeah.
In the 70s. And I remember that not because I could go to the concert because I wasn't young enough, but I remember that my bicycle got stolen that night.
Well, was it Mike Love, you think, took your bike?
It's very possible. I did meet Brian Wilson, but at the time I forgot to ask him about if he knew anything about the erroneous bike missing.
Well, I can understand how that might escape your mind. Yeah, we were comparing notes. I grew up in Manteno, and Joliet was the big city when I was growing up. Did you see it as a big town or a small town, or how did you view it?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, it was a good sized town. I mean, I didn't see it as a big city. I mean, obviously we knew Chicago was right up the road, so and we all, you know, went to Chicago either on field trips from my school. I went to St. Jude's in Joliet, which was a small Catholic school on the west side, and then attended Joliet Catholic High for my freshman year, but then ended up going to West eventually because I just didn't play sports at that time. I was firmly rooted in my instrument, mm-hmm. and West just made a lot more sense economically for my family. But yeah, I mean, we used to talk about Manteno because there was a mental hospital there, and my
yeah.
sister used to threaten me with dropping me off there. So Joliet, for its size, I think, you know, surprised a lot of people with the output that it had. I mean, for whatever was in the water. I mean, I played baseball as a kid, and there was a lot of great baseball players. Mark Grant, who played for the Giants and played for the Cubs, was my neighbor. We played Little League all through our childhood together. Billy Gullickson was from there.
Yeah.
Thayer, obviously, grew up in Joliet, and I think his parents still have a restaurant over there. So it was a medium sized city, but had a very kind of small town feel.
It's funny, you know, you bring up the Gullicksons. We're playing small town geography here because they left Joliet and moved to Kankakee, and I was good friends with his younger brother and sister.
Yeah, they were legendary. I mean,
legendary. Yeah.
Full disclosure, I mean, my first dream was really to be a baseball player, and once I realized I wasn't going to get drafted, you know, that's when I started to take the drums a little more seriously. But you know, I played with some great players in Little League, and I remember batting, stepping in against Mark. He was a year older than me, and then when I got to Joliet West, he was on the high school team. I had quit playing baseball and just started doing drums full time. But it was, you know, he was such a standout athlete. It was apparent that he was definitely going to get drafted. I mean, he was one of those kids that was just so much better than everybody else, and already throwing like, you know, high 70s, 80s in Little League.
We're talking to Jimmy Chamberlain, the drummer for the Smashing Pumpkins on this Your Hometown series. We're focusing on Joliet today. It's sponsored by At Properties, Grainberry, and McDonald's. Do you remember a favorite teacher from Joliet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I had Mrs. Fink from St. Jude's was my first, second, and eighth grade teacher. And really, I think, you know, a lot of the reasons that I'm where I'm at today are just the things that she taught me, things about being accountable, how to work, how to have a work ethic, how to have pride of ownership, you know, and just a self-value. She was just a great teacher who had more confidence in her students than they had in themselves, and just one of those people that just made you feel good about trying hard. And really, you know, it's that extra 10% that makes everything 100% better. And I was just really, I mean, I always tell my kids about her. She's still very much in my thoughts, raising my own kids and looking at their teachers. But yeah, she was a huge influence.
Did you ever have a chance, Jimmy, to tell her?
Oh, yeah. In fact, well, and even Father Ross, who was the priest at St. Jude, was the priest that my older sister Laura died a few years back, and Father Ross was the priest at the ceremony. And I won't say that we're still close, but we were very much one big family when I was at that school. And yeah, I went to school with the same 25 kids for 8 years, so right. We became very, very good friends, and a lot of them I've still stay in contact with. Matt Harris is a writer, was a writer for Comedy Central. He just wrote his first movie. So, you know, a lot of interesting people coming out of Joliet for whatever reason.
We're talking to Jimmy Chamberlain on the Your Hometown feature, looking at Joliet. So I don't know if you like this or don't like this. It's always Jimmy Chamberlain of the Smashing Pumpkins. Are you okay with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. I have no, you know, that's who most people know me as. So I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm also, you know, Jimmy Chamberlain, the father of two, my oldest is in college. I'm also Jimmy Chamberlain, you know, the person who was a former tech CEO. I was on the Columbia College School Board for 3 years. I was 6 years on my kids' school board, vice president. So, you know, lots of other hats that I wear, but obviously most notably the Pumpkins, you know, shadows overall.
Sure. Well, you know, I'll never forget. It was a show I did 20 years ago, and I was interviewing three musicians from the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And this has always stayed with me. Each of them said that they were lost in their life until they found their instrument, like that they kind of were wandering. They didn't know who they were or what they were about. And magic kind of happened when they found the particular instrument that brought them to the CSO. Did you have a similar experience with drumming?
I did. I mean, I thought, you know, drumming for me, my brother was a drummer, so there was a drum set in my house, which, you know, was a major hurdle for anybody who wanted to be a drummer, was A, getting a drum set. But, you know, drumming for me was an opportunity to have some type of spiritual upper mobility, right, where you could sit around and dream about, what if I practice more than anybody else? Or what if I really dedicate myself to this instrument? What could happen? And like I said, by the time I realized I wasn't going to be a baseball player, I left school at 15, and I've been playing professionally ever since. And I feel extremely fortunate to have had, you know, something that I'm obsessed about and something that brings me so much joy be the way that I support myself. I mean, I talk to my kids a lot about occupation versus vocation, right? And occupation being something you do for money, and vocation being something you do whether you're getting paid or not. And, you know, I still do a lot of gigs for free. I still play a lot of jazz gigs around town, you know, just for the love of doing it. And I think that's the greatest gift you can give yourself, is to find enjoyment every day when you wake up.
That's Jimmy Chamberlain from the Smashing Pumpkins. So, Jimmy, listen, the mental institution is gone in Manteno. So if you ever want to come and visit, I'm sure you'd be welcome. It's safe.
It's funny. You know, I was telling my wife that story the other day because she was, I don't know what we were talking about. We were talking about my sister, Laura, and Laura comes up a lot because she was my main babysitter. She was the next oldest in my family. And I said, you know, Laura used to tell me that I was crazy. I was going to end up in Manteno. And I, you know, I didn't even know. Manteno was just more of like a, it was more of a thing in my head than it was like a destination.
Kind of gutty for you guys. You got a prison in Joliet and you're making fun of a poor mental institution.
Yeah, well, it's not like my dad didn't drive by the prison, you know, many times and just give me that look like, hey, you know, you better straighten up and fly right.
Listen, it was great to talk to you. I really appreciate you taking the time, and I know Joliet's very proud as well.
Anytime. Great to talk to you, Steve.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.